Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Harry and Meghan have moved zones. Madame Tussauds London has moved its figures of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to their brand new awards party zone to reflect their move from Frogmore to Hollywood, Madame Tussauds has announced. Ever watchful of the celebrity landscape, we've moved Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's figures to join their Hollywood friends, reflecting their new status on the world stage as A-list favourites. The royal couple's likeness will now be in the awards party zone alongside Hollywood stars like George Clooney. Buckingham Palace has requested a doctored image of the Queen wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a QAnon brooch is removed from a Trump train bus. ITV reports the bus was last seen at a rally for Republican representatives Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, both outspoken supporters of the former president. A Buckingham Palace source told ITV News they were aware of the image and representations have been made. However, the owner of the bus, Buddy Hall, who is described as a huge supporter of Donald Trump on the Trump Train Facebook page, has told ITV News, "I've never heard about anyone at Buckingham Palace about taking it off. It's been on the bus for over a year. I did not design it. I just went to Google and typed in cute Trump pictures, and that is one of the many things that came up. We love the Queen. Never meant any harm." The Queen herself is hiring. Her Majesty is in need of a cybersecurity expert to protect the firm's emails and Google searches from hackers. The Daily Mail reports the royal household posted an advertisement for a cybersecurity engineer, earning between £50,000 and £60,000 and working 37 and a half hours a week. The role will involve monitoring the household's network and systems, identifying security threats, and leading response activities. Other jobs currently listed on the site include a liveried helper, responsible for getting the Queen's horses ready for royal events, and an operational support coordinator for the Royal Collection Trust. The advert for the cyber job states the job involves delivering work that matters and being part of the professional business behind the monarchy. Joining our cybersecurity team, you'll have a vital role in delivering our cybersecurity and resilience training. You'll monitor our networks and systems, identify potential security threats, and lead on response activities. Carrying out technical investigations, you'll identify potential risks and impacts, and ensure controls are in place across our hardware and software to keep us cyber secure and resilient. You'll regularly review and evaluate our cybersecurity and response activities, and working in close collaboration with the IT and information assurance teams, you'll look to maintain our policies, standards, and best practice. Palace Intrigue will be right back. People writes Kate Middleton and Prince William's connection was obvious to those around them right from the start. Laura Warshauer, a New Jersey native and St. Andrews student who lived in the same dorm as the pair, told People, "Whenever Kate was in the room, Will was obviously paying attention to her," Warshauer continues. "When we'd be sitting at lunch in the dining hall and the two of them would be talking, it was amazing to see how natural it was, how they had so much to say to each other. Looking back, there were all these small moments, certainly moments where I was like, wow, this could really be something." Kate Middleton and Prince William's charity boss has stepped down from his role ahead of a planned international relocation. From the Mirror, Jason Nauff will stand down as chief executive of the Royal Foundation at the end of the year. Mr. Nauff was the royal advisor who first reported Meghan Markle for alleged bullying in 2018, according to The Times. He moved to work with the Cambridges in 2019 after the Sussexes quit the royal family. In a joint statement on his departure, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge said, "Jason has been an integral part of the team since 2015. We are immensely grateful for his hard work and commitment, both at the Royal Foundation and previously as our communications secretary." It is believed Meghan Markle will not have a baby shower for her second child as she feels there has been too much strife in the world lately. A source tells Us Weekly, "Meghan doesn't feel like a big baby shower with gifts is appropriate right now. There is too much strife in the world. She and Harry have been so involved with humanitarian issues, they both feel their time and resources can be used for a better purpose." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.